In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Two weeks ago, Melanie preached a sermon on the question, "What is your call?" based on the reading from Jeremiah. Last week, I followed up on that by preaching on the subject about being quiet, to actually hear the call and stop talking over God, also based on Jeremiah. So going into this week, I thought folks probably have had their fill of Jeremiah and wanted something different. You're going to be sadly disappointed. I looked at the lectionary this week, and it was just too perfect a reading to pass up. A reading about a potter. Now, there is some very, very difficult language in there where Jeremiah, on behalf of God, talks about plucking up and breaking down and destroying, and disasters that he intends to bring on and changing his mind about the good that he intended for his people. But even with all of that language, this is an incredibly beautiful passage. Think about this scene. It's the scene of a potter. How many of you have ever gone and watched someone crafting a pot? It's incredible. It's quiet. It's careful. It's incredible to sit and watch a potter with a vision in their mind of what this product is going to look like, working carefully to craft it. And watching them as they shape it and realize it's not quite right, so they take it down and they reshape it. And they work out the flaws, and they come as close as they can at the end to having this perfect or as near perfect representation as possible of the imagined and the envisioned pot. So with all of that, with God's words through Jeremiah speaking about tearing down and throwing out and destroying, there's one thing that you don't see in the words of God, and you certainly don't see in the actions of a potter. Nothing gets thrown out. When a potter is working on a pot and finds an imperfection that can't be smoothed out, they don't throw out the clay. They take it back down to its base and they start again. They may add a little more clay, they may add a little more water, but even then it's being added to. It's not being tossed out. And that's a sign to me that there's no gift or no opportunity that we are gifted by God that has to be thrown out. God has a vision for all of us. God has a call for all of us. We're all being shaped according to this call into the, pardon the use of the phrase, into the perfect pot that God has imagined for us. And through our life and through our journeys, we have those moments where there are imperfections and times where we're not built up quite the way God envisions, but we don't get thrown out. The gifts we have don't get thrown out. God just eases us into a pause, tells us to take a break. As I talked about last week, just stop and live in the silence. And God will take the opportunity to work out the imperfection, to work out the difficulties that you're having, and start again towards the final product. So when you're answering a call, and you think of it as a potter working in the shop, there are going to be different ways to do it. Your pot is not going to look the same as your pot, and your vase is not going to look the same as your plate. Getting to the end is going to be different for each one of us. And as God revisions and reshapes our journey, there are going to be different paths that we'll stop and start and take and backtrack and start anew. And there are going to be imperfections that we have that creep into our journeys, as they always do, even in my own journey to the priesthood. There were moments of fits and starts and stopping and backtracking and starting again. And those were the moments, as frustrating as they were for me, where God, the potter, was reshaping who I was and who I am and revisioning the journey that I was on. And something else about God as the potter, God never stops. The wheel may slow down or speed up. As I said, he may add more clay or more water. He may mold it differently. He may compress it differently. He may smooth it differently. But he doesn't give up. God doesn't give up on us the same way the potter does not give up on the pot. And so that's my call to you this morning, as you are trying to find the call that God has for you, to discern the journey that you're on, the gifts that you've been given, and trying to figure out how to use those gifts and what you're being summoned to be. Don't give up on yourself when you get frustrated and when those imperfections creep in, because God will not and does not give up on you. You may need to slow your wheel down. You may need to take time to reshape what you're crafting with your own hands. But start again. And don't throw anything away. Nothing you have been gifted is wasted. No opportunity that presented to you is tossed aside or should be tossed aside. A good potter wastes nothing. We shouldn't waste anything we've been given, because in the very end, we know that God creates nothing that is waste. And God will eventually get us to the point where we are the pot. We are the vision that he dreams for each one of us. Amen.